I thank the Lord for being here today. Thankful for His many blessings to us. I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out here tonight. We have a real burden that the Lord will help us out. You know, I thought about how Jesus was willing to come down here and die on the cross. Not for Him, but for you and I. That we might be saved. That we might be delivered from sin. That we might receive the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful thing. You know, I looked back and I thought, Jesus has made a great plan. He has laid out everything for you and I. I appreciate how the Lord has helped us out. I was a boy, I didn't know nothing about the saints or nothing about the real truth of God's Word. But the Lord led me to the saints. I appreciate that so much. And I love the Lord with all my heart. And I desire your prayers that the Lord will help us out here tonight. I want to turn my first scripture, a very familiar scripture. It says, "For God so loved the world," I mean the souls of men and women, "that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." I thought about the love of God. Can we really comprehend the real love of God in our hearts? But I thought about how that we are going to have faith. Faith in Jesus. And well, over here, I want to turn to Acts, second chapter of Acts, and want to get a scripture there. Pray the Lord to help us out here tonight. We need the Lord. I depend mightily upon the Lord, but we surely need the Lord to help us. And the Lord to bless us in tonight. But I want to turn to Acts, the 16th chapter, and the 31st verse of the 16th chapter of Acts. And it reads like this. It says, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." Believe on the Lord Jesus. That's the only way that we're going to get through. That's the only way we're going to get really delivered. You know, we need to be delivered from sin. And I thought about believing. The blood of Jesus is able to deliver us and is able to help us and able to keep us. But I thought about how that it said here, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Then I want to turn over to the second chapter of Acts. I pray the Lord to help us now. And you pray for us that the Lord will help us out. But it said, then Peter said unto them, repent. You know, the scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us have sinned. But it's through the blood of Jesus that we can be saved. And we need to recognize that we need the Lord. And it said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I thought about, you know, we really need the Holy Spirit. We really need it. Because He will lead us. A wonderful leading of the Holy Spirit. He will not lead you contrary to the Word of God. He will not do that. But I thought about how we really need the Lord to help us. And we really need the Lord to help us to humble our heart before God. You know, that's a wonderful thing. Pride is a bad thing. Pride, it seems like, is not willing to humble. Not willing to recognize. Not willing to realize that they need God. But brother, we all, every one of us needs God. And I thought about how the Lord is able to help us out and how the Lord is able to bless us. And I thought about it. I want to turn to Acts, the 19th chapter of Acts. And I want to get a scripture there. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be saved. It's a wonderful thing. I wasn't brought up amongst the saints. But my desire, my heart, even when I was a little boy, I wanted to be saved. But I didn't really realize or didn't really recognize what you have to do, you know, to really get a hold of God, to really get an experience of salvation. I didn't know why or how. And as I go on, I went out in sin. But you know, one day, I called on the Lord. I called on the Lord and I said, Lord, I want to be saved. I want that peace. I never had that peace in my heart before. Never had that. But I wanted that peace and that satisfaction right in my soul. And I wasn't saved. I got real sick one time, and I didn't know what to do, but it came to my mind, why don't you pray? Well, you know, I never had prayed before, and pray, ask the Lord to help you, ask the Lord to heal your body. And you know what? I wasn't saved. The Lord healed my body. Now, isn't that wonderful? He healed my body. And you know, that sort of touched me. And that's when I began to think about God, think about Christ. And I told my mother, you know, my mother, she took medication and trusted the doctors and all. But I wanted to be saved. And I told my mother, I said, you know, the Lord's healed me. Well, she recognized that. You know, my mother recognized that the Lord has healed me. But I went on. And you know how the enemy, this is how the enemy, you know, if you draw close to the Lord, the enemy is going to try every way he can to hinder you, to draw you away from conviction and from the Lord dealing with your heart. And so, you know, I finally got saved. And I might have told this, but you know, I went home. My mother, I could see her right now. She was sitting in a rocking chair and rocking, and as soon as I shut that door, she said, "Something has happened to you." Now, Brother Ed, how did she know that? A change, brother. A change in my life. A change in my heart. She recognized that. And you know, even my own mother, I love her, but she gave me opposition. She wasn't saved. She claimed to be. You know, she claimed to be saved. She gave me opposition. But you know what? The good Lord helped me. And as I received the Holy Spirit in my life, it gave me power. Power to stay right there. I love my mother. And to stay right there and to show her the power and the glory and everything that the Lord has for every one of us. Well, I pray today. I pray the Lord the Lord to help us out. But I want to read in the 19th chapter of Acts and the first two verses. It said, "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples." You know, disciples is saved. They're not sanctified, but they're saved. And Paul said, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe?" Have you received something that is able to help you since you called upon God and asked the Lord to help you? And I thought about, you know, the Holy Spirit. He is able to give us power. Over here in Acts 1 and 8, I want to read a scripture here. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. You know, when we are saved, we need to go on and get sanctified, get some power in our life, get something that is able to fight the devil, something that is able to strengthen you in spiritual things. But may the Lord help us today and bless us. But it said here in the 8th verse, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit will come upon you." You'll have some power. You'll have some victory. Brother, today we need victory. I thought about how the world, I've heard people say, well, they don't want the truth. Well, I don't know. You know, I remember when I was young, I desired God. And if we're honest and sincere, I believe we desire the Lord. And I thought about that. It said, ye should receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye should be a witness. You know, we had heard something about a witness. Brother, we can be a witness by the power of the Holy Ghost. We can have some power right in this old natural body. We can resist the devil. We can have victory. You know, the Lord, I thought about, you know, I was praying and seeking the Lord for the Holy Spirit. I knew I was saved. And I was seeking the Lord. And you know, I tell you, the Lord came down, Brother Ed, and just filled this body. But you know, I had it empty, so I wanted all the Holy Spirit to fill this body. You know? I didn't want half. I wanted it all. I wanted everyone, everything in my body. And you know, I had to make some restitution. It was hard for me because, you know, I was sort of a naughty boy before I got saved. But you know, the Lord gave me victory to stand up and testify and tell them and what I stole or what I got, I was willing to pay. And I went back and told the man. And you know what he said? He said, you already paid me. My testimony. You already paid me. Lord, help us today. This is a wonderful, you know, being saved and being sanctified, brother, it'll change your life. It'll change your attitudes. It'll change everything in this old body. And people, I'd have to go back and apologize and make restitutions. And you know, every time I made a restitution, I got a little stronger spiritually. Lord, help us today. You know, Lord, help us today. We need to be a light in this world. But we need the Holy Spirit to give us power to let our light shine out in this whole world. He gave us power to resist the devil. He gave us power to turn aside everything that was wrong, everything that's evil, everything that's sinful. He wants us to turn away and the Holy Spirit to give us that power. Brother, He'll give us that power to live a holy life. You know, we've got to live a holy life. We can't, you know, I thought about, this is just a sort of a phrase. If we get up to heaven and have something in our life And I can imagine there'd be a gate there. And if our life wasn't clear, we cannot go through the gate. We can't go to heaven. Brother, we got to be pure. We got to be holy. We got to be righteous. We got to be godly. Lord, help us today. This is a beautiful plan of salvation that the Lord had laid out. And power to humble ourselves. You know, that's a hard thing for people today, is to humble themselves. But I thought about the Holy Spirit is able to help us to go through with victory, will help us to make heaven our home. Brother, today, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, you know, Paul said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed, since you've been saved? Have you really received this power? Power to trust the Lord. Power to walk straight. According to the plan of God. Brother, we need that power. And, you know, we can't... I want to turn to 14th chapter. 14th chapter of St. John. I want to read some a scripture here. Lord, help us today. We're going to start the 15th verse. It said, if you love me, you know, that's another thought. Loving God, we need to love the Lord with all of our hearts. With all of our soul, with all of our mind, ready to love God. It said here, keep my commandments. When we're saved, keep the Word of God. Establish it in our innermost being. Oh, may God help us today. And he said, this was Jesus. God always heard Jesus' prayer. He always did the things that God wanted him to do. And it said here, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Until the end of our life, the Holy Spirit will be in this body. He will help us in the place where we need help. And it said here, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwell with you, and shall be in you. I thought about this, and it says, I will not leave you comfortless. Isn't that a blessing? Jesus loves us. God so loved the world, and Jesus loves every one of us. He wants to help us in time of need. He wants to give us power. He wants to give us victory. He wants to give us everything that will strengthen the inner man. It's a wonderful thing. It really is a wonderful thing. But he said here, I will not leave you comfortless. And isn't it wonderful that he won't leave us comfortless? Then I want to drop down a little bit to the 14:16. I will pray the Father and He will give you another comforter that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he seeth Him not, neither know Him. But ye know Him, for He dwell with you and shall be in you. Oh, may God help us. But it says, but the Comforter. He's talking about the Comforter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. Whom the Father will send you in my name. He shall teach you. Are we teachable? Are we willing to let the Holy Spirit teach us? It said He would teach us. Oh, thank the Lord. You know, He has taught us a whole lot of things. All things. He'll teach us all things. Everything. He won't leave out nothing. He'll teach us the right way, how to go, how to speak, how to do. And it said here, teach ye all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. I appreciate the Lord today. He's led us. I appreciate it. Within my own strength, I couldn't lead myself. I couldn't direct. I could not direct my path. I have to have the Holy Spirit to teach us the right way. And, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit. This is another thing. You know, I thought about the Lord is wanting us, you and I, to be willing to submit things to Him and to tell Him. At home I'd be going through a trial and I'd pray. I'd get somewhere alone and pray, Lord, give me courage. Give me strength. I want to live for you. I want to do the right thing. The Holy Spirit, just comfort me. Bring things to my mind. And encourage my heart. You know, the Holy Spirit will do that. He wants to help everyone to be faithful. He wants everyone to lean on Him. And you know, I'll tell sometimes the Holy Spirit, maybe have to talk to someone, Lord, give me the things to say. Give me the things that will help me to help these dear ones. You know, we're going to have to pray first before we can get some wisdom from God. I thought about the scripture says, pray without ceasing. Now what does that mean? Pray without ceasing. Lord, help us today. The Holy Spirit is our leader. The Holy Spirit is our guide. The Holy Spirit is able to triumph in our lives. It's a wonderful thing. You know, it seems like people today, they don't really understand. I heard a man say one time, Brother Gordon, I don't understand all this. I said, it's simple. All you have to do is just lean on the Holy Spirit. You know, it's not hard. Submit our lives in the hands of the Holy Spirit. You know, it talks about too, it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit. So that shows us that we can grieve Him. That's right. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, if we keep grieving the Holy Spirit, He's going to leave us. And if the Holy Spirit leaves us, we won't have power. See? We'll be on our own. Lord, help us today. We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. But we want to lean heavy upon the Holy Spirit because He'll give us power. He'll give us understanding. He'll give us wisdom. He'll give us knowledge. Whatever we need. Well, He's right there to teach us. Can we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? Can we hear what He wants us to do? Lord, help us today. You know, a lot of people, they struggle. Brother, we don't need to struggle. We got the Holy Spirit to help us. He's got the Holy Spirit to give us power and grace and whatever we need. Brother, we need the Holy Spirit. This is very needful. You know, if we get saved, you know, I know that there's people that hasn't received the Holy Spirit because they don't have the power, you know, to resist, and they don't have the power to stand up against the devil. They don't have power to stand against evil. But you know the Comforter. He's got the power. He's got the wisdom. He's got the understanding to give us. And He'll help us. You know the Holy Spirit is our helper. That's right. He's our helper. And this is why that it is really necessary for every one of us to receive the Holy Spirit in our life. Because without the Holy Spirit, the enemy is going to overtake us. The enemy, I thought about this, and you know the devil, he don't like people to receive the Holy Spirit. I remember when I got saved, and I knew I got saved, and a big change came into my life. And so then it was one of the brethren that got up and preached on sanctification. And the devil said, "You got it." I didn't have it. See? The devil says, "You got it. You know, you got power, you got victory, you sing and pray and rejoice. You got it." But I didn't have it. You see how the enemy works so hard? He don't want you to receive. Because you know why he don't want you to get the Holy Spirit? It's because the Holy Spirit has got power over the devil. That's right. He's got power over the devil. That's why he don't want you to have it. He wants us to. He wants to just diggle us and say, "Well, you're all right, and you're doing fine, and all this." But you know the devil told me that. And one time, it was Brother Curtis Williams. He came there. And he preached on the Holy Spirit. And the Lord told me, said, "This is it. This is it. You need this. It'll keep you. It'll help you. It'll preserve you." And after he sat down, I went to the altar. I wanted the Holy Spirit. Seemed like the devil just fought me and fought me and fought me every step of the way. And I didn't want to be, you know, just sort of, how do you say it, you know, just rule around, you know, and not be steadfast. So, you know, they prayed. And the Holy Spirit come upon me. I know that, now don't just get you confused, but I felt so happy in my soul, I shouted. You know, I was so happy. I was so, seemed like I was just so glad, you know, that I presented my heart. I presented my life. I presented everything up on the altar. And you know, from then on, I had power over the devil. You know, that's a wonderful thing. You know, I thought, and the devil tell you, "You'll never get power over me. You know, you're just, I'm just going to ding you on a little string." I said, "No, devil, you ain't going to do that. Because I've got the Holy Spirit. And I've got power over you." And you know, the Lord has helped us every step of the way. Brother, he'll do this. But you know, I thought about this too. If we don't receive the Holy Spirit, eventually you're going to go right back in sin. Because there's things that's going to come up on you, things that seem like that you cannot overthrow. And the Holy Spirit will come in and just overthrow the power of all the things that the devil tries to bring up on us. And then we'll be comforted. You know, ever since I've been saved, and I'm not boasting or anything like that, but ever since I've been saved, I've been happy, Brother Bobby. Been happy in my soul. I've been, I thought about the scripture. How's that girl said, if you walk in the light as He is in the light, and you have fellowship, you have power, you have understanding, you have everything you need. The Holy Spirit is able to help us out. I pray today, I pray the Lord, if we've been struggling, struggling on this and that, present your life. Lord, take my life. Use my life. I want You into my heart. You know, you're going to have to invite Him. And our hearts are going to have to be empty where He can come in and live in this human body. You know, it seems like it's hard to understand, and it seemed like when I first got saved, the Holy Spirit is wonderful. How can He come in to a body like this? How can He do that? But you know, if we get saved, well, we're clear of our sins. But the Holy Spirit is going to have to purge out that carnal nature or that inward nature. He's going to have to get it purged out. And then we can be happy. We can be a child of God. We can be a son and a daughter of God. And we can be happy. You know, I've been happy. Oh, I tell you, sometimes I wish, why didn't I know this a long time ago? How, I thought I'd like to have this long before I had it because of the many blessings that I received from the Lord. You know, God is a wonderful God, and He's able to help us. I tell you, I couldn't do without the Lord. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I said, if You leave me, or the Holy Spirit, if You leave me, I'll be empty. I won't have power. I won't have understanding. I don't have wisdom. Lord, don't leave me. I'm depending upon You. I'm holding You through faith that You will stand by and help me out in the time of need. Pray for me that I'll be faithful. Amen.